You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to catch up again with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, David. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thanks. It's great to be invited back.
Well, we are starting by being taken back to the summer of 1984, with so much going on in Britain at the time, the miners' strikes and all the battles, which I do remember so well, for a joy-filled new musical based on an incredible true story with Pride.
Yes, it's a film based on a true story, written by Stephen Beresford, who's done an incredible job bringing recently historical figures onto the stage, giving really marginalised people a joint voice. It's fun, it's serious, but it's fun and it's exciting, and the songs will stick in your head for weeks on end. It's absolutely joyful.
Yeah, you were mentioning the songs, which I think some are based on protest songs and some have sort of Welsh choral traditions as well. So it's a great selection.
That's right. So because it's the combination of the LGBTQ community in London and Welsh miners fighting a common cause. So the music comes from those sort of two worlds. There's punk in there as well, there's disco in there, and then there's this real Welsh singing tradition. So it's an incredible culmination of all of those histories coming together.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Pride will be audio described on Saturday, the 18th of July at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12 noon, and again on Friday, the 7th of August at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m. in the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. A play now that fuses ancient myth and modern psychology in a powerful exploration of identity and, I suppose, the fragile line between who we are and who we play, with Electra Persona, David.
Yeah, directed by Benedict Andrews, who comes to plays very head-on, sort of featuring three actors, Kate Blanchett, Nina Hoss, Ella Lily Highland, and it's split. So if listeners are familiar with the play Electra, it has Electra as the first part, but then it studies what happens to the actors inside it. It's a real psychological one, and I think people who come to see it will really get engulfed in the psychological turmoil that's presented in the play. I can't give too much away, unfortunately, on this one, but it's got quite a gripping central premise, which does bring these two worlds together.
Well, people have to come and watch it. And Electra Persona will be audio described on Saturday, the 12th of September at 1 p.m. with a touch tour at 11 a.m. and again on Thursday, the 8th of October at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 5 p.m. in the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. Now for a gripping and, I suppose, adrenaline-filled newsroom thriller by Tracy Scott with the story.
Yeah, based on a story whereby a white teacher is killed in a black neighbourhood and journalists are seeking the truth behind that murder. And there's the macro politics of what is happening in the world, but also the politics of being in that newsroom and struggling against each other, being competitive alongside each other, and where race plays in that. It's directed by Clint Dyer, who regular visitors to the NT will know from the Death of England plays, or he recently did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at the Old Vic. And the cast includes Letitia Wright, who, if you are a Marvel movie fan, was in Black Panther. But really, again, I'm going to use the word gripping three times in this one, Toby, but it's a very, very grippy race, very tense, and again, challenges a lot of perceptions, I think.
Well, the story will be audio described on Saturday, the 19th of September at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. and again on Friday, the 2nd of October at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m. in the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. So, David, what great productions have you selected this time that are available online with audio description from NT at Home for people to watch from the comfort of their sofa or armchair?
So I'm abusing my privileges here, Toby, because it's going to be one of my all-time favourites. It's Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
By Rodgers and Hammerstein. Yeah, it's the version that was directed by Sir Trevor Nunn, who was historically artist director of the National Theatre, and it includes in the company Hugh Jackman and also Maureen Lipman. So it's a stellar cast, cracking songs, absolutely love Oklahoma, give it a go, can't be faulted. And then for my second choice for today, it's going to be The Audience, which is a play about the life of Queen Elizabeth II, but seen through the audiences that she had with prime ministers during her long reign. It's directed by Stephen Daldry, and it stars Helen Mirren, and it's just an incredible study of the power dynamics between monarch and prime minister.
Yes, that was a fantastic production. I saw it on stage with Helen Mirren, and a great touch tour there was too. David, if people would like to find out more about the audio described performances we have just chatted about, the availability of description online, where can people go to find out more?
So for plays both here at the South Bank or for our plays in town or on tour, go to nationaltheatre.org.uk. And for video on demand with NT at Home, go to ntathome.com, which is ntathome.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for sharing some great productions with audio description at the NT and online with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.